This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hey kids, thanks to Deluxe Diner, it's time now for Pick and Tell with storyteller Leslie Dowding.
Welcome to Pick a Tale. Have you ever seen the Puddle Man, the Puddle Man? Have you ever seen the Puddle Man that lives down the lane? Put on your gumboots, your raincoat and hat. Find an umbrella and you'll never look back. Have you seen the Puddle Man, the Puddle Man, the Puddle Man? Have you seen the Puddle Man that lives down the lane? Come and jump in puddles, they are such fun. Come and jump in puddles, and you will also want to run. With your gumboots on and your raincoat and your hat, jump in the puddles, you won't look back. As you see the puddles appearing from the sky, you can look down and see yourself. Oh my! There is your face and your hat. And then if you're happy, you can make a big splash. Have you seen the Puddle Man, the Puddle Man, the Puddle Man? Have you seen the Puddle Man that lives down the lane? Put your gumboots on and your raincoat and your hat. Go and jump in puddles, splish, splash, splash. Jump in the puddles sideways, jump in the puddles long ways. Jump, jump, jump. And soon you'll find the puddles have disappeared, but there's a love squelching mud pile. You can cover your boots in mud, and then you can run along too. Find the next puddle man to splash in. And clean your boots to shining new. Have you seen the Puddle Man, the Puddle Man, the Puddle Man? Have you seen the Puddle Man? Go find him today. When it rains hard, the rain fills up the puddles. Splish, splish, splash. The birds will come down and have a little wash. Watch for yourself. For can't you see, that puddle could be just a bit too deep and fill your boots. Oh no, now your toes are wet too. Oh my, maybe it's time to turn around and splash back home. Have you seen the Puddle Man near you? Have you seen the Puddle Man? I hope so. Don't you? Welcome to Pick a Tale. Well, this time of year, the moon is up, but very, very early. It's getting dark quite quickly, and so some people are lighting fires. Fires keep the house warm. Some fires are inside large boxes. Other fires are in open fireplaces. Fire is a very warming feeling when you sit by it. But how did fire come to the earth? Well, this is a story told long ago about how people think fire came down to earth. And this is how it happened in some people's eyes. Far away and long ago, all the animals were asleep in the forest. The sun had warmed them during the day, but now it was becoming very, very dark. Winter was coming along. There was no sun to keep them warm. We must have fire, said the animals to each other. The only people that have fire are those in the sky. The sky people have the fire. We need to go and get the fire. Rabbit came along and heard all the animals talking. I will climb up all the steps into the sky, through the clouds, and I will get the fire for you. How will you do that? Well, Rabbit said. First, I need a special hat. The animal searched the forest floor and collected lots of very dry leaves and put them on a band and put them over the top of Rabbit's ears. I will go and fetch the fire. So Rabbit climbed up, higher and higher and higher. He knocked on the big, big doors of the sky people's houses. They wouldn't let him in. They knew that Rabbit was cheeky. Rabbit went round and round looking, and then he saw a tiny little gap in one of the doors. He squeezed through, and there was a blazing fire, and all the sky people were dancing around it. "I've come to teach you a new dance," said Rabbit. "Oh, Rabbit, we can't trust you. Sometimes you are very cheeky, and sometimes we lose things when you come here." "I'm not going to take anything," said the rabbit. "I'm going to teach you a dance." "Well, the sky people love to dance. Show us the dance." So Rabbit went up to the fire. Oh, it was so beautiful and warm, but he remembered while he was there. "I'm going to catch the fire, catch the fire, catch the fire. I'm going to catch the fire and take it down to earth," he said in his head. "Follow me," said the rabbit. And the sky people did. They danced round and round the fire. But Rabbit got closer and closer, and every time he sang, "ba bum ba ba da 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 ba da da ba da," he would take his head and take it closer to the fire. "Ba da ba da ba da da ba da da ba da ba da ba da ba da." And then suddenly, whoosh, the leaves caught fire and Rabbit started to run. He ran and he ran and he ran. He squeezed through the gap. The sky people were cross. They got their long bows and they started firing arrows at him, but they missed. Then they called on the gods of thunder and lightning and rain. And it poured and it poured, but Rabbit went this way, that way, this way, all the way down the steps. But he started to get really tired. And just as he thought he was going to lose all the fire that was on his head, Deer came and said, "Quick, give it to me. Put it on my tail." And Deer, with his long legs, he ran and he ran and he ran. And the sky people got closer and closer. And his tail got shorter and shorter until a beautiful rainbow bird came down and said, "Give it to me, give it to me." And the reindeer gave the bird, and the bird's beautiful wings started to turn black and blacker and blacker, and the bird flew higher and higher and higher, and the sky people, they disappeared, and the bird disappeared into a tree and was completely black, and all that you could see was a yellow beak, but it wasn't the fire. Rabbit and Deer went down to the animals where they were sitting under the tree. "Oh, I'm so sorry," said Rabbit. "I tried and I tried and I tried, but my legs weren't long enough." "Nor were mine," said the deer. "I tried and I tried and I ran as fast as I could, but no, my legs weren't strong enough either." And then Bird flew down and said, "I'm so sorry, everyone." "Oh, Bird, you have lost your beautiful feathers. Now you are black. You are a black bird, and all that you have is your yellow beak to show that you did carry the fire." The animals once again sat in darkness. "Oh, we tried," they said. Then the wind started to blow. And the tree started to move its branches this way and that way. And the branches started to rub against each other. said the wind. Whoosh, said the wind. The branches blew, and suddenly, as they began to rub against each other, the fire that it was hiding suddenly ignited, and whoosh, it fell to the ground, and the leaves caught fire, and all the animals could see each other and feel the warmth. You did it, Rabbit. You did it, Reindeer. You did it, Blackbird. Thank you, Tree. Thank you, Tree. And so do you know, from that day on, if people and animals were out and they didn't have a fire, they would rub sticks together and the fire would ignite. And so that's how some people think that fire came to Earth. I hope you enjoyed that story today of Pickertail. It's just a little bit of winter warming fun. Once upon a time, a long time ago, a young boy called Jack was asked by his mother to take a cow to market. Well, Jack didn't really want to say goodbye to his favourite cow, but his mother needed some money to buy some firewood, to buy some flour, to buy some milk, to buy some butter. You see, the cow didn't give milk. Oh, I don't want to say goodbye to my pet cow, said Jack, but I must do what my mother tells me. So on the way along the road, Jack was humming and singing when he came across a man who said, I really would like a cow. Do you think you would like my pig? Oh, said Jack, my mother would probably love a pig. I will swap my cow for your pig. And so they did. Jack was about to go home when he suddenly felt a little bit hungry. I'll just take the pig to market. He walked along to the market where there were lots of animals being sold. And the man said, oh, I really like your pig. And Jack said, oh, yes, I meant to sell this pig. Well, I meant to sell a cow, but I've already given the cow away, and now I have a pig. And yes, I meant to sell it because my mother would like some money to buy some more food and to buy some firewood, and so I will sell my pig. Oh, said the man, I don't have any money, but I do have some magic beans, and they will give you all the money in the world. Oh, said Jack, that sounds a great idea. So he gave the man the pig. Jack ran home and went to give his mother the magic beans. Oh, Jack, you silly boy, how do you know they're magic? That man has tricked you. We needed money. This isn't money, this is beans. Look. Oh, dear, said Jack. His mother was so cross, she threw the beans out the window and sent Jack to bed without anything to eat, because of course they didn't have any money to buy any food. And Jack was very hungry and very sad. When the moon came up and the sun went down, Jack looked out of the window. When he looked, he couldn't believe his eyes. Instead of the beans lying on the ground where his mother had thrown them, they had grown. They had grown great big vines with leaves and flowers. In fact, they were growing before his eyes. They went past his window, past the roof of the house, up through to the moon, through the clouds even. Jack was so excited that without even thinking, he climbed up onto the stem, higher and higher and higher. He could look down on the houses down below. He climbed right up, past, through the clouds and past the moon. Whoa, said Jack, this is amazing being in space. And suddenly there was a crack and a rumble and a thunder. Jack slid down the bean onto the cloud, and suddenly the cloud took off. Oh my, said Jack, I'm flying on a cloud, and suddenly, bump, the cloud bumped into a large castle. "Am I dreaming?" said Jack. He knocked on the door of the castle, where a very kind woman opened it. "Who are you?"
"My name's Jack. I live down on Earth. I seem to have got lost. I came up a beanstalk and through a cloud and up to the moon, and then I got bumped back down again, and now I'm very frightened, and I need to get home, but I'm really also very, very hungry."
"Come on in, my young man, and I'll give you some porridge. But you'll have to be gone, because this castle is owned by a very big giant. He has a very funny nose with hair on it. He has very pointy teeth so that he can tear things. He has big googly eyes that stare right through you, and very long hair."
"Ooh," said Jack, "I will eat my porridge and go as fast as I can." Down the beanstalk. Jack loved the porridge. In fact, he ate 3 whole bowls. On the 3rd bowl, when he looked up, there was a golden bird sitting looking at him.
Are you from Earth?" said the bird.
"Yes," said Jack.
"I live on Earth. I live in a house with my mother. I climbed a beanstalk. I went right up to the moon. And then I got thunder and lightning and I landed on a cloud and that bumped me into the castle. And that's how I'm here. And this kind lady gave me some porridge."
"Well," said the golden bird, "can you take me back down? I would love to be down on Earth. I would love not to be here. The giant's very strange, and I'm worried that one day he might get hungry and want to eat me."
"Oh," said Jack, "you must come with me right away." But just as Jack picked up the bird, there was a big clonk, clonk, clonk. And a bang, bang, bang.
"Oh no," said the lady. "You better hide in the cupboard. It's the giant. He's back."
"Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman," said the giant.
"Oh, you can't possibly," said the lady. "You've had a very big day. I'll get you a nice big bowl of soup." She got some soup and sat it on the table. And the giant slurped it up through his big pointy teeth. And then he rubbed his hand across the back of his hairy nose. And then he rubbed his eyes.
"Oh, I'm so sleepy," he said.
And just as he was about to sleep and close his eyes, he said to the woman, "Where is my golden goose?" "Oh," she said, "I just put it away because the goose was looking a bit tired. I think being covered in gold is very hard for it. It can't ruffle its feathers."
"It's a magic, magic goose," said the giant. "Go and get it right away."
Well, the woman went up to the cupboard, knowing that's where the goose and the boy were. And when she went to pull them out, the little boy looked with his big eyes, "Please don't give us up, please." And just as she was about to say something, she heard a big noise. And she realised the giant had fallen asleep. "Quick," she said, get out while you can." So the boy grabbed the goose, ran out down the stairs and through the door. And there was a waiting cloud. He hopped onto the cloud and they started to float back down to Earth. And then there was a terrible sound. The giant had woken up.
"I can smell the fee-fi-fo-fum. I think a boy has stolen my goose."
He opened the door and there down below he could see the boy and the goose on the cloud getting closer to the stalk. Now the giant had a long arm and he had a sharp knife. And just as the boy and the goose went onto the large beanstalk, the giant started to cut it down and cut it down and cut it down. And the boy, He got closer to Earth, but just as the giant was meant to reach down and pick him up, the goose went peck, peck, peck onto his fingers. Ow, 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 said the giant. Ow, ow, ow. And the boy and the goose, they fell to the ground. And the giant, he knew that if he touched the ground, he would disappear in a puff of smoke. So he crawled back up the bit of stalk that was left. He clung to the cloud, who swung him across to the castle. And he went in and he shut the door tight, very cross. By now, the boy and the goose had landed in the garden with a big thud. Out of the door came Jack's mother. Jack, I've been so worried about you. When I called you to come and have porridge, you weren't there. The moon has long been gone and the sun has been up. What's this? And the goose said, I am a golden goose and Jack has rescued me. All I want is a nice little garden to live in, some water to drink, and I would be so happy. We would love to have you, said the old lady, Jack's mother being quite old, but you know I can't work any more. We don't have any money to feed anybody, let alone ourselves. Please, we would love to keep you, but I think you better go on your way. And then the goose made a funny noise and moved away. And there, before their eyes, was a golden egg. Ah, said the woman. Quick, Jack, take it to the market. Jack ran as fast as he could. And just as he got to the market, the king had arrived in a big stately coach to collect his weekly bread. Now, young man, what are you doing running fast? And what's that in your hand? It's a golden egg, said Jack. My mother and I, we've been given this beautiful golden egg, and I'm going to sell it because we have no money for food or firewood. Oh, said the king, I've always wanted a golden egg. I will give you a bag of gold for the golden egg. He took out from a large chest in the coach a large pouch of golden coins and gave them to Jack. Now, my boy, you go back and I'll take the egg to my palace. Jack ran all the way back to his mother. Look, look, I changed the golden egg for some money. Well done, said the goose. Well done. I'll be on my way now. Oh no, said Jack. You can stay with us. You might lay another golden egg. I'm not sure about that, but I would like to stay. Jack's mother took some of the money herself to the market. She bought some food and put her whole large golden coin down for some firewood with the wood chopping man. Oh, they had never been so happy. And so to this day, each day, when it's time to get food from the market or firewood for the fire, Jack's mother takes out a coin and goes and buys it. What will we do, Jack says, when it runs out? Don't worry about that, said the goose. You never know. I may just be able to lay another golden egg. And I think the goose is right, don't you? Thank you for listening to Pick a Tale today.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.